Welcome to Come Follow Me On The Go. My name is Kylie, and this podcast is designed for families and children that are in the car and on the go. Each podcast episode, I will be sharing stories and scriptures from the Come Follow Me lesson plans. In addition, discussion questions are provided so families can pause the podcast to discuss and grow closer to Christ and closer together as a family while you are in the car and on the go. Welcome back. This week we get to learn from the words of the Apostle Peter. And Peter, before he was converted to believing in Christ, his name was Simon. And he was a fisherman. And he also became the chief apostle after Christ's death. So he held all the keys of the kingdom of God on earth at that time after Christ passed away. And he wrote these letters to five Roman providences, and he wrote them at a very crucial time. He told them that he was preparing them for their fiery trials, and this was all prior to their intense persecution that was to come. Prior to these letters, the Christians in the area had mostly been tolerated, which means people got along with them. They weren't mean to them. There wasn't much drama. But then there was a massive fire that swept through Rome, and it was rumored that the emperor was the one that ordered for it to actually be started. And so to divert the blame from him, some politicians started rumors that it was actually the Christians who started this massive fire. And ever since that point, the Christians were heavily persecuted. So Peter really wrote this and prepared them right before things got rough for them. All right, let's just dive on in. We're going to start kind of backwards, but we're going to start in 2 Peter, actually, chapter 1, verse 1. And I want you guys to think about something that's really precious to you. So something precious is, we would consider it special to us. Maybe it's valuable, maybe it is damaged easily. So for an adult, that might be their wedding ring, right? We take extra special care of it. We clean it regularly. We take it in for checks to make sure that it's not broken and we won't lose diamonds. Maybe for a kiddo, it's their journal. Maybe that's precious to them and they keep it in a special place. They write in it in special pens. It could be a teddy bear. Whatever is precious to you, I want you to put it in your mind. And I want you to think about how you treat that special object. And then I'm going to tell you what Peter taught. So Peter taught that our faith is something precious. So if we are to take that and learn from it, how do we treat our faith in a similar manner as we treat this precious object? Okay, so how am I protecting my faith, right? So my wedding ring, if I'm not wearing it, goes in our safe and I lock it up. It's in a fireproof box and I know where it is. So my faith, am I allowing things to come into my life that might shake my faith, or am I protecting it and guarding it so that it won't be rattled? On the flip side, how do we take care of our faith? So are we nurturing it? Are we cleaning it? Are we helping it grow and thrive? So my question is, how are you currently treating your faith? In what way are you treating it in a precious manner? Okay, and then in the very next verse, Peter teaches us how we can multiply grace and peace in our lives. And he teaches that it is through the knowledge of Heavenly Father and Jesus. So if we are worried or stressed or we need some calm in our life, we need to learn and study more of Heavenly Father and of Jesus Christ, and we will get more of the blessings of peace and grace. So just review, what do you currently know about your Heavenly Father and Jesus? And maybe you have a question, what do you want to know about them? Okay, so also in 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter tells these followers of Christ that he, before he like lets his ghost go, like he feels like he might die soon, he wants to remind them of some stuff. So he kind of tells them a little story of Christ. And he says, I want you guys to know that these are not fables. So he's saying it's not a myth or some story or some legend that we knew Christ, but we knew him in the flesh and we were eyewitnesses to his majesty. And he says, when we were on the mount with Christ, we really and truly heard the voice of God, and it said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And I actually don't really have a question for this section. Instead, I want you to just visualize Heavenly Father saying that about you, because you know what? He is pleased with us. He is pleased when we put in effort and we try and we do our best and we pray and we repent. He loves each and every one of us, and he is pleased with us. Okay, if we go back to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 20, we learn that Christ went and visited the spirit world to preach to those that had already passed away so that they could have an opportunity to receive the gospel and repent and have the opportunity for eternal life. So these verses, along with some other verses in chapter 4, caused Joseph Smith to pray about receiving further revelation about the spirit world. And because of that, we have so much additional knowledge and blessings of how we can serve those who have passed on. So, in what way is your family or are you currently working on assisting those who have passed away receive the gospel? Okay, so in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 1 or 2 through 4, there's a couple fun things I like to think about. So Peter is telling us that, like, if we have these things, and I'll tell them to you, we get this, or we get a hope of this. So he says, if we have a knowledge of Heavenly Father, and if we use the Holy Ghost to be sanctified, if we have obedience and we apply a sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, so if we use the atonement in our lives, we will also receive more grace and more peace in our lives. He says, but also he has blessed us with a Savior, Jesus Christ, and because of his mercy, we have a lively hope, so like a full hope, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Inherit an incorruptible eternal life, right? So he's saying if we do all these things and work on having and utilizing these tools in our toolbox while we are on earth, we have a really good chance of inheriting eternal life. So, and it's incorruptible, it cannot be destroyed. Like if we build a sandcastle, it will slowly erode regardless of if a wave even touches it, right? The wind or gravity will slowly bring that sandcastle down. But we have a hope of an eternal reward that cannot be destroyed. I want to rewind just a smidge to verse 2 when Peter uses the word sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ in your life. So the word sprinkling I just thought was so interesting. Of why did he pick that word, and how can we apply the atonement in a sprinkling manner in our life? What do you think he means? Okay, the last verse I want to touch on is in 1 Peter chapter 1, and Peter teaches us that the trial of our faith is much more precious than gold. And so we already learned that our faith is precious and we need to treat it as something precious, right? We need to nurture it and take care of it and protect it. But not only that, but what builds our faith, trials, is even more precious than gold. So we need to have gratitude and take care of our trials in a intentional manner, if that makes sense. We need to take our trial, analyze it, and say, how can I turn this into good? Does that make sense? We can't just put our head down and like power walk through our trials, but we need to use them to grow because they are precious and a gift and a blessing from Heavenly Father. So again, I just thought it was a good reminder of mental framework. Like, how are we framing what is difficult in our lives? So I just thought you guys could chat again of something that was hard this week. And how did you think of it mentally? Were you thinking negative or were you thinking positive thoughts? Like, I can get through this. This is for my benefit. I am learning perseverance through this. I am learning how to have a stronger endurance. How did you look at the trial you had this week? Okay, that's all I have for you guys this week. I will be back next week with some fun things from John and Jude. I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving with their families and friends.
All right, that is all that I have for this week. Thank you for joining me. I hope that your families were able to grow closer together and closer to Christ while you were in the car and on the go.